Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Now, lots of us know that feeling. You know, the feeling of insecurity about whether a partner maybe still has feelings for an ex, or the worry that they keep mentioning how funny that person at work is. Well, if that rings a bell, you might be well, Jill. But don't worry, because sex and relationship expert Rachel Cook is back.
Warning.
The following item is not recommended for little ears.
Because it's time for a dose of sex therapy with Rachel Cook.
So, as always, a little ears warning for this segment. But don't worry, you can, of course, catch our chat with Rachel on our podcast a little bit later on. Rachel, how are you?
Hi, Lottie. How's life?
Life is good. Happy New Year.
And to you.
So, we're obviously talking about jealousy this morning. So, I suppose the first place to start would be, is it normal and is it common?
Yeah, so basically, jealousy is a completely universal emotion. You know, a person may be more or less jealous, but basically everyone experiences jealousy sometimes. You know, and challenges around jealousy happen in all types of relationships, from family systems. You know, we can be jealous of a sibling, friend, long-term partner, friends with benefits person. It's simply a normal part of all relational dynamics. But jealousy in relationships is generally about a fear of being replaced. You know, it's often an overwhelming feeling of insecurity about a potential loss or when we feel inadequate. But it's often associated in romantic relationships with feeling possessive over, you know, your partner. But
can't stand any type of jealousy. I'm just one of those people who I don't know. I just can't handle somebody. I wouldn't be able to handle somebody not trusting me.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, and it's very, very human. Realistically, all people are going to feel insecure at times. You know, all of us have times where we feel down, where certain things might happen. You know, it's like past experiences that we've had. And the thing here is that, like, jealousy is an emotion, you know, and all I say this all the time to people, all emotions are valid and okay. It's what you do with it. You know, that's it. Like sadness, no one can tell you you should not feel sad. Well, they can say it, but it doesn't mean it's going to work. You know, you just do. Emotions just sort of happen. Jealousy is not a problem unless you let it dictate your behavior. You know, so I say to people, the same reason that you shouldn't make big or important decisions when you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, or even bored, you know, it's the same thing about feeling jealous. The key isn't to stop feeling jealous or to try and push it away, because pretty much everyone does feel it sometimes. It's more about, I think, being able to accept that jealousy is transient, like all emotions, but then not to blame other people for how we're feeling and learn how to manage that, you know, because none of us will trust someone all of the time. Almost everyone has had an experience in a relationship, be that with a partner, friend, colleague, family member, where someone has betrayed their trust. So it's very, very normal to you know, to not feel fully trusting.
What's the answer then? I mean, if you're feeling jealous in your let's say a romantic relationship, is the key to tell the person I'm jealous?
Oh, talking about it is a great thing. You know, there are obviously, you know, jealousy is a spectrum as well. We can have sort of quite normal lower levels of jealousy, and then you can get towards, you know, some people will experience jealousy very strongly, but they know how to manage it. And then you get to the more obsessive and destructive levels of jealousy, and that's obviously a problem. But basically, talking about it is a big start. You know, it festers in secrecy, and often then we'll feel more rage and shame if we're holding it in. You know, and if you're struggling with jealousy, it's important to learn basically how to talk about it and discuss ways to create greater safety, trust, and emotional intimacy in the relationship. Now, if someone is experiencing that to a very destructive level, they need to go and see a therapist, because, you know, you can't reassure someone enough when they're experiencing obsessive jealousy. But there are loads of ways that you can you know, talk about it.
It can't be easy. Like, especially if it's a sexual jealousy, to have to admit that to your partner is probably quite difficult.
Oh, it's really hard. But I think once you've had conversations around it, you know, I'll often say to couples, do this before you experience jealousy, be able to talk about how you are around jealousy. It's the same as I, you know, recommend people to always talk about their conflict style and their love languages and, you know, their major triggers, because we all have this stuff. None of us has zero baggage. We all have things that we're working on, some things that we're naturally better at or we're better at because we've had a certain kind of upbringing or conditioning or experiences. But like, you know, being able to talk about, like, sometimes I get jealous. You know, be mindful of how you share it. If you're expressing your jealousy through blame, accusations, anger, you know, it's not going to go well. And then you, you know, may have a reason to actually be jealous because you'll just have pushed your partner away. But what you can do is communicate jealousy as a desire, you know, a desire for something that feels like you've been presented access from receiving, or you believe to be potentially under threat. You know, sometimes we feel jealous because maybe an achievement that our partner has, you know, they've gotten something at work, or maybe it's because we're seeing that there's a lot of people who are romantically interested in them when we're, you know, at a party or something like that. Or it might be a specific friend that we're worried they have sexual feelings about, you know. So communicating that you feel jealous, you know, that you're not dictating the other person's behavior. You're not saying things like you're not allowed to message that person, you're not allowed to see that person. But what you're doing is saying, oh, this is impacting me, it's affecting me, can we talk about this? And usually your partner, you know, hopefully if they have the emotional maturity and practice with this, they're going to be able to have a conversation with you about it so that you can feel a bit more comfort, you know. So what you can do is think of jealousy as a way of crying out. A response to that is validation, saying, you know, I understand where you're coming from. It doesn't mean you're agreeing with them. It doesn't mean that you're getting into a sort of tit for tat about what you should and shouldn't be allowed to do for either of you. But, you know, I think both of you have to be down to listening to ways that you can make your partner feel more at ease, and then decide if their requests are doable. You know, because if they're saying, I'd really like, let's say, if you're going to be late home, that you'll send me a quick message. You know, for some people, that would be seen as nothing to do with jealousy. That is just a completely normal everyday relationship request. Other people might see that as massively trying to control your behavior.
Yeah.
So you've got to negotiate this with each other, you know.
I think the only time I have admitted jealousy before in my relationship in the early days, like, I mean, early 20s kind of a time. And it would have been more, I'd be jealous of the amount of time he was spending with his mates. And I felt so stupid about it, because I thought, you can't say that. You can't say, what about me? I'm fun too. Spend time with me as well. But I eventually did say, oh, like, why don't we divide up the weekend? So, you know, it's the mates one night and me another night or something. And I'm actually really happy I did that so early in my relationship, because it kind of just had it out in the open, I suppose, from the get-go.
Ah, exactly that. You know, exactly as I said earlier, you know, sometimes jealousy is just about, you know, fearing losing someone or something that matters to you. But it can also be a really good indicator that there's, that you have needs that are not being met. There's something that you'd really like in your relationship. So in that case, it was like, you know, more attention, quality time spent together. And that is, there's absolutely nothing wrong with wanting that. Now, it doesn't mean the other person is obliged to grant that to you, but that you communicating that means that then you can actually have a bloody conversation about it, rather than you either feeling guilt and shame and feeling like that's sort of weak to feel that way, or being worried that, you know, you're going to be rejected for talking about it, or
yeah,
being,
I think that's the big thing, is the fear of rejection, of being kind of looked at going, you weirdo, you know, don't be trying to tell me how to live my life and what to do. So I'm afraid to look at my phone now, because I can see my husband sending me WhatsApp notifications. So I'm just going to move on. How can you manage it and get past it? So if you've had the conversation, what should your expectations be from that?
Yeah, so I think, you know, basically doing what you can to sort of self-soothe. So sitting with accepting that it's healthy, okay, normal to feel that feeling. But then, you know, sort of just doing what you can to, sometimes it's distract yourself until the strength of the feeling has passed. You know, I'm not saying to repress the emotion. It's more just like, you don't need to dig into it. You don't need to then, just because you're experiencing jealousy doesn't mean you then go and start, you know, searching through their phone or trying to find all their exes on social media. That's you acting out the jealousy in a way that is, it's not going to serve you. You're not going to, you know, it almost never comes to a stage where you go, wow, I'm so glad I just spent the last 2 hours checking out my partner's social media. You know, that's really sorted this for me. You know, it's like, it's a never ending, it's a black hole. It's never ending. So
what if Rachel, what if you're like on the other side of it? So what if you're not the jealous one, your partner's the jealous one? How do you deal with that?
Yeah, so reassure them within reason, you know, set clear boundaries, though, at the same time for your well-being and safety. Don't accept controlling or abusive behavior. So back to, as we said earlier, you know, it's OK for someone to have a feeling. It's not OK for them to start trying to control your behavior through that. Now, sometimes you might find through this that you just have such incompatible ideas about commitment, or, you know, for whatever relationship structure you're in, whether it's monogamous or non-monogamous, you might find that you're just very incompatible on how you want to manage what you deem to be flirting, to be cheating. So it may be that it tells you more about your incompatibility as partners, but that for the most part, I find, you know, if you can accept that jealousy is natural, you know, some ways that you can deal with a partner who is jealous is comforting them, you know, and saying, as I said, it's a way of see it as a way of crying out for validation and for reassurance. So you can reassure them, say, I understand where you're coming from. Let's talk about this. Let's think about ways that maybe we can both feel, you know, but comfortable, reassured, but not controlled within this. You know, some terrible ways to deal with a jealous partner are telling them, I haven't done anything. This is your problem. This is ridiculous. You don't trust me. Why do you feel that way? Exactly. Being super defensive and then actually being aggressive towards that person when basically they're sharing something that is vulnerable and painful. So being able to connect over that. We've all felt insecure at times, even if we don't particularly experience that much sort of romantic jealousy. We've all felt inadequate at times. We've all felt not good enough. We've all felt shame, that, you know, we're a bit of a, you know, loser, or someone is better than us. So I think if you can connect over that and be like, oh, that really sucks, you know, I'm sorry that you're suffering with this, without that needing to mean that you're saying, oh, okay, I'm going to totally change my behavior, or I'm going to admit that I've done something really wrong here. You can just be saying, okay, you're having that feeling. That's sad for you, because, you know, I know it's unpleasant. And either, often when you just talk about it, the jealousy will melt away and the person feels much better. And sometimes it might mean you put something in place like, okay, will you text me if you're going to be late getting home? Or can you just give me a bit of reassurance that nothing's going on in that relationship? Because, you know, then again, even if someone gives you the reassurance, actually, it doesn't mean that someone's telling the truth.
Of course.
It can still be very reassuring. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to feel that it's gone away. If, for instance, it's actually about having a suspicion or, you know, evidence and intuition that this person is doing things that you're not OK with. So jealousy can also be a very good sign that someone is doing stuff that you're not happy with. So that's another reason to have good conversations about what your expectations are in terms of your behavior in your relationship.
Think overall, it seems to be like, be open, be honest, show empathy. And maybe if you're feeling like the jealousy is going beyond the point of normal, to get professional help.
Exactly that. You know, the first step to managing jealousy is to manage your immediate stress response. You know, we are very biologically programmed to fear any threat to our attachment, which is obviously going to be anyone who's close to us, but especially a romantic partner for many people. But like, classic tricks like journaling, taking some deep breaths, doing a bit of meditation can really help sort of quiet or calm that internal alarm. But that if that is becoming obsessive, you know, that if you're having, for instance, constant thoughts along the lines of, what if my partner prefers their ex to me? What if their ex is better looking than me? What if they're still in love with them? What if the sex was better? You know, if you're having constant thoughts like that, or you find yourself forbidding your partner from having contact with people from their past, if you're incessantly questioning your partner about their past, or if you're stalking exes on Facebook, these sorts of things, then, you know, that is about a level of fear, you know, that really you will do so much better, and your relationship will do so much better if you get some professional support with that.
Rachel Cook, psychotherapist and mental health consultant, massive thank you for that. I think it's going to be very helpful for people, and just even taking that first step of knowing they can have a conversation with their partner about it, and maybe when you just bite the bullet and conversation, that's half the problem. You can follow Rachel on Instagram. It's at Rachel Jane Cook. And she'll be back next week. So if you've got any questions maybe that you'd like us to put to her, you can get in touch with the team 24/7. All you've got to do is drop us an email and let us know what you'd want to talk to Rachel about. It's jen@rte.ie.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.